For a few weeks, just after the fall of communism, Radio Prague went silent. Its days as a tool in the Cold War were over. After huge staff cuts and with the old communist managers gone, Radio Prague went back on air early in 1990.
This is Radio Prague International.
A new era began for the English section, and with so many sweeping social and economic changes underway, there was plenty to report about. A familiar sound to Radio Prague listeners was the jingle of the weekly programme Probe, which used to look at some of the issues of the day. Here is an extract from an edition of Probe from 1991, presented by John Tregellis.
One of the most important planks of the present government's reform programme, introduced on the 1st of January this year, was the liberalisation of retail prices. The cost of food immediately shot up, with many products doubling or trebling in price overnight, leading to a slump in demand which has lasted through the year as people tighten their belts. For example, the demand for beef, which together with pork dominates the traditional Czech and Slovak diet, has fallen by 30%. With production levels remaining relatively stable, the consequences are obvious. By the end of this summer, Czechoslovakia had a beef surplus of around 250,000 tonnes.
With a growing threat of beef mountains and milk lakes, John Tregellis's report went on to look at Czechoslovakia's hopes of finding new export markets in the European Union, then still known as the European Community. But opening trade also meant exposing farmers to greater competition.
Whilst looking for new outlets for surplus production, Czechoslovakia will have to take care that its own domestic market is not swamped with foreign imports. Since the opening of the borders, there's been a massive increase in the number of Western food products commonly available on supermarket shelves here. Amongst the commonest are canned soft drinks, yogurts and vegetable margarines. I asked Dr. Jaroslav Voráček of Prague's Agricultural University whether moves have been taken to curb food imports.
No, virtually nothing has been done so far to protect the local market. But the farmers are now calling for such protection of our market and for setting quotas of products of this kind that would be allowed to be imported to Czechoslovakia. On the other hand, I think it is good that this kind of products are available in the market because it's the needed competition and it actually forces our farmers and our food industry to be competitive. That means to go down in prices, to reduce the production costs and to be competitive in the market with these products.
That was Jaroslav Voráček talking to Radio Prague back in 1991. In the years that followed, domestic consumption of agricultural produce did recover. But the share of agriculture in the Czech GDP has continued to fall steadily. Next week we'll look at how Radio Prague reported on the first wave of foreign investors coming to Czechoslovakia.